if we gave you a map of Queensland without any town names on it, would you be able to point out where Cairns is?
Well, I know where City Hall is. I can point that out quite clearly. I know where, was it the Red Garter is? I can point that out really clearly. Don't tell Lisa. But other than that, I'm kind of a bit loose on maps.
Fair enough. I'm sure you could also point out where all of the City Cycle stations in Brisbane are.
City Cycle? What the hell's that?
Yeah, well, you've got you're up against the Labor government up in Queensland when you're sort of running for this. We've got New South Wales Labor down south having an election today, looking like a complete whitewash. Now, as a sort of a budding leader of the LNP in the state, what do you reckon that Barry O'Farrell could probably get away with today and still bring this one home?
Oh, Barry could absolutely. The only way Barry would lose today is if he actually ate a baby on live TV. And I still think it'd be a close contest. So Barry could actually have a heart attack, die, and still become Premier.
Well, I'd say, because we're down there, they're an hour ahead of us, so it's about 1:15 there. I'd say the votes that have already been lodged would put them ahead, even if everyone after this point goes Labor.
Oh, I think if you think back, and I know you young folk probably don't go back this far, but a certain Prime Minister, one Bob Hawke, once said that a drover's dog could win an election. And at this stage, Barry O'Farrell's bulldog could actually win this election without Barry.
So we put a call out a little bit earlier for people to come up with ideas of what you should do in your first week as Premier. My idea was for you to build a tunnel from Brisbane to Cairns. Do you think that's a viable option?
Absolutely. Look, I've done the numbers. It's 1,700 kilometres from Brisbane to Cairns. Now, at the current rate, let's say, of about $3 to $4 for the Clem 7, that's 242 Clem 7, so about $1,000, let's say.
To build a tunnel.
Yeah, well, no, that's the toll. That's just the toll.
That seems
that
reasonable.
That everyone would have to pay. So the other problem with that is with all the dirt that we dig out of that tunnel, we need a really, really big hole to put it in. And I'm working on that, but I've got a pretty good idea that Ascot, we can just dump it all into Ascot.
I don't think anyone would miss Ascot. It's not one of those, you know, inner city suburbs that everyone likes to be in or anything like that. I think you'd be fine with that one.
I just have one last question. In 140 characters or less, can you tell everyone why they should vote for you?
Because if you don't vote for Candu Campbell and Ashgrove, I'm going to eat your babies.
Well, there you go.
Seems like a good reason.
That's a definite winner in there. Candu, thank you very much for making the time to have a chat with us this morning. We understand you are a very busy man, especially in this time. You must running around sticking knives in all sorts of backs.
Well, yes, but also I'm checking footpaths at Ashgrove for the next 3 months, I think. So if you're looking for me, that's where you'll find me.
Fantastic. Keep an eye on your babies if you're out that way. You don't want to be getting anywhere near this chap here. Candu, that was Candu Campbell, the man who could be Premier.